This Sunday marks the 25th anniversary of Clean Up Australia Day, a day that's all about cleaning up our streets and raising awareness about environmental issues so that we can all clean up our acts. It all started 26 years ago when Sydney resident Ian Kiernan set up a community event called Clean Up Sydney Harbour. The event was met with great success, and the next year, Clean Up Australia Day was born. Since then, Australians have devoted over 27 million hours of their time and collected more than 280,000 tonnes of rubbish. I spoke to Ian earlier today to find out what Sydneysiders have planned for this year.
Well, you see, we know that Australians hate being told what to do, and that's why we don't do that. They select the sites, they provide the volunteers, we simply give them bags and some publicity, and it works very well that way. So there will be a range of activities in different sites across Sydney. Will range from the beaches to the rivers to the streets, everywhere.
Ian says that this new generation is much more environmentally conscious than his generation.
The kids have got a great understanding of the environment. It's something I didn't have as a benefit as when I was their age. I had to learn my environmental education later. But they know it, they really get it, and they'll be out there in strength tomorrow.
When I went to the Clean Up Australia Day's website, I noticed something unusual. At the bottom of the page, I saw a column that listed the groups with the highest numbers of volunteers. The number one group was called Ahmadi Muslims Queensland. The number two group was Ahmadi Muslims Marsden Park. The number three group was Ahmadi Muslims South Australia. And the fourth was Ahmadi Muslims Victoria. Next to it was a column which listed the highest fundraisers, and the top donators were also from Ahmadi Muslim groups. To find out what this group was, I called the Marsden Park Mosque in Sydney, which is run by the Ahmadiyya Muslim Community of Australia. I spoke to Akos Ahmed, the head of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Youth Association of Australia.
So there are various charity programs that we do fundraising for, and we feel that one of the key objectives of Reformation is the service to humanity, because that's not something that we have said. It is stated in the Holy Quran itself by God Almighty that you are the best people ever raised for the good of mankind, because you have been raised to serve others. You enjoin what is good and forbid evil and believe in God. This is stated in chapter 3, which is verse 111 of that chapter. So with this initiative or this campaign, which will encompass a variety of things, and we want to take this out and roll it out nationally, starting from Clean Up Australia Day, is something we've called Muslims for Good of Mankind. And we've taken this directly from the teachings of the Holy Quran, and it's been there since the Quran was revealed, so it's not something new. Basically, just retouching what was originally brought down by Prophet Muhammad himself, and that is what we are trying to inculcate in the youth, because by inculcating those teachings in the youth at an early age is the only way that we can be sure that they turn out to be good people, good persons, and good members of the society, whether that is in a Muslim country or whether that is in a Western country such as Australia.
The Ahmadiyya Muslim Association of Australia regularly contributes to various charities such as the Red Cross Foundation, Guide Dogs Australia, Children's Hospitals, and of course, Clean Up Australia Day. Wakwas says that they also participate heavily in events such as Australia Day, during which they emphasise the fact that they are proud Australians as well as proud Muslims.
Love of country is part of faith is the saying of the Prophet Muhammad himself. And under that, we celebrate programs such as we recently did earlier this year, Australia Day. So a group of our youth also attended the very first, I think it was in the Sydney, the Sing the National Anthem at 12 at the Harbour Bridge or Milton's Point. Programs such as this are important, especially for Muslims in this day and age, where you'd see time and time again in the media the religion of Islam being questioned in the wrong end of the spectrum. But whereas the teachings, if one takes time to go through it, it's nowhere even close to what is being shown on the TV or the media. So we believe doing programs such as this allows us to display the true teachings of Islam and the Holy Quran and the Prophet Muhammad. That is what our objective is, to reform the Muslims and to follow the true teachings of Islam and the Holy Quran. Those true teachings which I keep on mentioning, those true interpretations of the Holy Quran. Now you'll probably see that a lot of Muslim leaders are now coming out and saying that the main reasons of all these extremist groups such as ISIS, such as Boko Haram, are basically because of the incorrect interpretation of the Holy Quran. And they have started to say that now. However, We've been saying that for over 125 years. So that's what our message is, that the true teachings of Islam are to be followed for all Muslims if we are to find peace, and not only in the Islamic world, but in the society in general.
I asked Ian how long the Ahmadiyya Muslim Association had been contributing to Clean Up Australia Day for.
Yes, well, the Muslim people make great Australians, by and large. They have always supported Clean Up Australia. With the first Clean Up Sydney Harbour, they came down from back down from their mosque there. I said, why are you here? Why did you come all the way to Sydney Harbour? They said, we want to say thank you to our new country. And I thought that was just fantastic. Because the Muslim people are criticised often, and it's only a small portion of them that are hijacking the religion for their extreme radical purposes. By and large, they're great Australians.